AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Biden administration is buying another 100 million doses each of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines.
The president says the government's ordering 200 million more doses, which will boost the total order by 50%.
From 400 million order to 600 million.
Enough to vaccinate 300 million Americans by the fall. For now, he says the government will surge vaccine deliveries to states the next few weeks amid complaints of shortages and canceled appointments.
Starting next week, that's an increase of 1.4 million doses per week.
He's pledging states will get detailed forecasts of what to expect each week instead of having to guess like now. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Biden talked by phone today with Russian President Vladimir Putin. What did they talk about?
You.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president brought up a lot of issues,
including the SolarWinds hack, reports of Russia placing bounties on United States soldiers in Afghanistan, interference in the 2020 election, the poisoning of Alexei Navalny, and treatment of peaceful protesters by Russian security forces.
The two also talked about extending the last remaining U.S.-Russia nuclear arms control treaty. Barring President Biden from enforcing the 100-day deportation moratorium, state of Texas has filed for a temporary restraining order. Members of the Senate have been sworn in as jurors for the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. Trial starts February 8th. Internet users across the Northeast experienced widespread outages for several hours today, interrupting work and school because of an unspecified Verizon network issue. The company said in the afternoon, Eastern Time, the issue affecting its Fios service had been resolved and it was returning to normal. The company says it's trying to figure out what happened. This is AP News. Jane Fonda will be getting one of the Golden Globe's highest honors. Here's the AP's Margie Zaralletta.
Jane Fonda already knows she will take home a Golden Globe trophy at the February 28th ceremony. She will receive the Cecil B. DeMille Award, given to a person who has made an impact on entertainment. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association says it is recognizing Fonda for her undeniable talent and her unrelenting activism. The Golden Globe nominations will come out February 3rd. I'm Margie Zaralletta.
A David and Goliath story on Wall Street over the stock price of GameStop, a money-losing video game retailer. Army of smaller pocketed, optimistic investors throwing dollars in buying orders at the stock in direct opposition to a group of wealthy investors who are counting on the stock price to plunge. GameStop stock soared nearly 145% in less than 2 hours yesterday, but fell afterward. Today, the stock closed up another 71 points. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.